Good morning, everybody. Excellent to see you all here. With this practice, all right, this is a long-term maintenance, wonderful thing for your whole system. So some days we can do more, some days we can do less. Perception is often, I have to do it, all of it, to get the benefit. Work to the best of your ability, but even if you just do a little bit on a regular basis, things are going to change for the better. There's no way around it. So if you find yourself struggling with, I'm not doing enough, or I should be doing more, just set that to the side. On a certain level, that's just not true. Okay, it's a perception, I understand. It's coming from somewhere, but ultimately, as far as your cells know, as far as your internal physiology goes, and mental benefits, your judgment or assessment of how much you're doing is not really reflecting all the awesome stuff that's happening anyway. So let's do our best little by little. First is pranayama, deep breathing. So good for the lungs and respiratory system, spinal cord, abdominal wall, rib cage, and organs. Hands underneath the chin, please interlace grip. Keep your body weight on the heels. Suck in your stomach. Begin. Inhale, breathing. Elbows slowly lift up. The chin presses down into the fingers, which stretch, elbows up as high as possible to the ceiling. Exhale, breathing, head goes up, open your mouth, push the chin back, push your head back, look for the wall behind you, elbows come together. Inhale, breathing, the elbows lift, separate, and go back. So the elbows end up right above the heels, stretching up towards the ceiling. Exhale, breathing, keep the elbows lifted as you bring them forward, towards the mirror, away from the chest. Exhale completely, elbows together. Inhale, one, by the throat, two. Three, mouth is closed. Four, elbows stretch up. Five, little bit higher, please. Six, exhale. One, mouth open. Two, three, look way back. Four, keep looking back. Five, nice tight grip. Six, elbows together. Inhale, head down, suck in your stomach. Keep the maximum body weight to the heels, inner thighs pressing together, full lungs. Exhale, head goes up, mouth open wide, push the chin slowly back. Two butt cheeks push forward, stomach, and exhale as much as you possibly can. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, suck in your stomach, four, five, look straight ahead, six, exhale, one, stand tall, two, good, Yatiti, three, shoulders relax, four, five, hands come together, six, elbows together, again, please, inhale, head down. Try to bring the head down the same amount on each of the six counts, very smooth and steady movements of the neck. Exhale, breathing, and same on the exhale. The head goes back the same amount on each of the six counts, so it stops moving right on six. Inhale, two more in the first set, please. Same idea with the arms. Move the arms the same amount, so everything is smooth, steady, flowing together. Exhale, breathing, elbows slowly come forward. So ideally, the head, arms, and breath all stop at the same moment. One more, please. Inhale, breathing. Maintain depression of the abdominal wall, weight on the heels, full inhale. Exhale, breathing, head up, stand tall. That's good, Deb. Chest up, heels press down, stomach in, two butt cheeks forward. That's right. Exhale completely. All right, you can change arms down by your sides. Those are fun pants. Are they new? Yeah, cool. They're not new, just reinvigorated. Okay. Second set. Hands underneath the chin, please. All right. Now, chest up, stomach in. So you're trying to keep, we're keeping so much of the body still while moving a few select parts. All right, concentrate forward, begin, please. Inhale, breathing. On this first inhale, just the rib cage and arms move. Everything else stays exactly still. Exhale, breathing, head up, mouth open, push your chin back. So learning how to strengthen the muscles which stabilize the spine, hips, and legs. Inhale, one, head down, two, in a strong three position, four. Five, all the way, elbows up, six. Nice, Ellen, exhale, one. Good, chest up, Tanya, two. Keep it lifted, three. Shoulders relax, four. Five, squeeze, six. Inhale, head down. There's a lot of squeezing happening. All right, now there is expansion of the rib cage right now, but the stomach is in, back of the hips strong. Exhale, breathing, keep the chest up. Now there's a little more squeeze on the exhale. Two butt cheeks, a little bit forward, weight on the heels, stomach in, and you squeeze the air out, too. Inhale, one, by the throat, two. Three, halfway, four, five, stomach in, six, good, Deb. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, look way back, four, keep weight on the heels, five, elbows together, six. Again, please, inhale, head down. Deb, you are rocking the front row. This is a great spot for you. Keep going, stomach in, full lungs. Exhale, breathing, head up, push the chin slowly back. That's it. Stomach, 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 everyone suck it in, tightening up, hold it in. Good, Matt, inhale, head down. Press the thighs together, middle inner thighs squeezing in towards the center. Exhale, breathing. Good arms, Yatiti. Chest up, shoulders down on the exhale, everyone. Only the neck bends. Rest of the spine perfectly straight. Good, Larry. Inhale, one. Elbows lift, two. Three, halfway, four. Five, both sides of the body stretch all the way up, six. Exhale, one. Good, Sandy, two. Stomach in, three, four. Two butt cheeks forward, five. Keep weight on the heels, six. Again, please, inhale by the throat. Towards the end of the inhale, you can see yourself on purpose. Lift, expand the rib cage till you can see it. Exhale, breathing. Keep the center of the chest and upper back lifted, even though the ribs have to squeeze in to create the exhale. Inhale, one. Head down, two. Three, halfway, four. That's it, Tanya. Five, all the way stretch up, six. Exhale, one. Chest up, two. Three, look way back, four. Suck in your stomach, five. There you go, Sandy. Hold it in, six. Again, please. Everything moving together. Inhale, breathing. The arms, head, and inhale all synchronized. Exhale, breathing, mouth open, push the head back. The elbows slowly come forward. Push the chin resists, elbows touch. Inhale. Now push the chin against the fingers, but the fingers resist. So the head moves slowly and you maintain pressure between those body parts. Exhale, breathing, one, mouth open, two, pretty wide, three, four. You can stretch the jaw like that, elbows together. Two more in the second set, inhale, breathing. Bring the maximum body weight to the heels, two butt cheeks forward, stomach in. Good job. Exhale, breathing. Keep all of that. Middle of the body, everyone. Stomach in, two butt cheeks forward, chest up, weight on the heels. All of this stable and getting stronger. Last one, begin, please. Inhale, head down. So then when you're out and about in the world, either standing around or walking, you have better strength for just the basics. Exhale, breathing, head goes up, mouth open. Make sure the end of the exhale is the strongest part. Push out every last bit of air. Elbows come together. Okay, very nice. You can change arms down by your side. Wonderful. So you could say most of the challenge, you could fill the, you know, most of the challenge in the class is fill in the blank. We could put lots of things there. But one of the big challenges, let's just say, is contracting the muscles to stabilize body parts in the posture. It's not so much the movement into it, right? You're all going to bend to the right in half moon. I've never seen anyone not be able to bend to the right in half moon, ever. Now, it might happen, but pretty much we can bend to the right. That's not the hard part. The hard part is maintaining the contractions to hold the alignment right of everything else. What is not moving? What to not move is, in some ways, you could argue the harder part than moving. Does that make sense? A little bit? All right. So let's take a deep breath. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. For this warm-up, take a deep breath, stretch up, go right and left a few times. When you come up through the center, stretch up a little more. Try to touch the ceiling. Just on your own, go right, left. Already, you keep the weight to the heels. Not moving that takes attention, but I should also say it gives you the ability to pay attention when you practice paying attention. And come back up, stop in the middle, everybody. Okay, so now we're going to set it up, put the body parts in place, contracting the muscles to keep them there. Two butt cheeks forward, stomach in, weight on the heels. Arms back and chin up. I want you to hold the stomach in, take a deep breath, stretch out once more, try to touch the ceiling, then slowly bend your upper body to the right. But here's where the attention needs to go, is not so much on the bending to the right, but on maintaining body weight on the heels. Knees straight, middle inner thighs pressing together. Two butt cheeks pressing forward and the stomach in. So you're stabilizing, aligning the pelvis, and then holding these muscle contractions so that the pelvis it gets used to this position, all right? And then it feels more natural. It's stronger throughout the day. Come down a little more. You can push your hips to the left side to create the stretch all over the left side of the body. Now with the upper body to keep the alignment or even improve it as we're going into it, lift your chin up a little bit so you can see a little more of your throat, neck visible in the mirror. Arms look great, Atiti. Chest up, everyone. Now squeeze the palms. Pull your hands over to the right side of the room. Exhale, come down, push. Hips to the left, push. That's it, Emily. Come down and push. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Lean all the body weight back to the heels. Arms back, chin up. So right here, Ramit, right at the center of the chest, sternum, go up. Inhale, stretch up. Yes, yes, right there. Over to the left, please. Push your hips to the right. Right here, everybody, it's very common for this to drop down, right up, right above the sternum at the ribs here. Try to pick that part up every single time you inhale. The inhale will help you lift that. Push your hips to the right side, keeping the body weight on the heels. That's it, Veronica. Inner thighs pressing together. So now you know the basics of half moon posture. When you go into it, maintain all the things you set up. Put your attention on weight to the heels, stomach in. Arms back, chin up. Take a few deep breaths. You can go further. Push your hips to the right side. That looks good, Colleen. Right hip stays forward, everyone, so both hips are in one line. Left shoulder, armpit forward, opening up the chest. Now take a deep breath. Squeeze palms, reach to the left. Exhale, come down, push. One more, push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Next is backward bending. Take a deep breath, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you, bending your entire spine. Lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Look back, point towards what you're looking at. You can even tilt the wrists a little bit to point down the wall a little more. And now push your hands further past the face to straighten the elbows and stretch at the shoulders and chest. Take a nice deep breath. Exhale, hips forward, everybody. Push your stomach forward, push the thighs forward. Now go back, Larry, with the arms, squeeze palms, elbows straighten, go and touch the wall behind you. Very nice. Inhale, breathing, come up, everyone, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, stretch straight up, try to touch the ceiling. Bend your knees, put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from the backward bending to the forward bending. If you need to bend the knees, it's fine. If you need to walk the hands down the thighs, fine. Once you're touching the floor, you can go ahead with the warm-up. Bend the right knee, then the left, right, left, right, left. The heels, if you keep the heels flat on the floor, then you'll get the intended lower back and pelvis warm-up. All right, grab the heels from behind. Now pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture. Feel free to bend the knees a little more if you need to. You can slide the fingertips underneath any part of the foot if you can't get the heels. Slide them underneath outside of the foot. Kathy, that looks great. Very good grip. Now pull on the heels, push your knees back a little bit. So you start the stretch, but you also maintain contact between your upper body and legs. That's good, Tanya. Now, yep, that's fine. Elbows bend towards the back wall. So bend the elbows, pull on the heels. That's right. Even if they don't go all the way back, elbows go towards the back wall, face on the legs below the knees. Now roll forward so the body weight's on the toes. Pull on the heels, push your knees back a little bit, but make sure when the knees go back, the elbows bend more, not less. That's right, Veronica. Shoulders away from the floor. Shoulders go back with the elbows, upper body slides down, top of the head closer to your feet. Good, change again. Bring the hands back around in front of you. Interlace grip, come up, arms and head together. Inhale, stretch up tall. Arms down by your sides, shoulders relaxed. Second set, half moon pose with hands to feet. Take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Bring the maximum weight to the heels. This is a good straight line start, Ellen. Now inhale, stretch up and over to the right. Please push your hips to the left. All right. Lower abdomen, pull it in away from the mirror. That's it, Deb. Good. The center of the chest here, upper chest stays lifted, not sinking back. This is a better straight line from the side, Ellen. Bring the maximum body weight to your heels. Arms back and chin up. Now suck in your stomach, come down for five, push your hips, four, to the left, three, push your hands to the right, two, come down, suck in your stomach, one. Inhale, breathing, come up. Okay, reset really quick, weight on the heels. Arms back, chin up, inhale, stretch up and over to the left, push your hips to the right. All right, careful not to lean back on this side, Ellen. I want the ribs forward towards the mirror, the tailbone down, and the belly button in. Yeah, that's better, try to maintain that. 100% body weight on the heels. So everybody, just think belly button away from the mirror, two butt cheeks towards the mirror, and everything stays ideally equal distance from the mirror. So if the chest is sinking back, you just pick it up and forward a little bit. Come down five, take a deep breath. Four, good breathing, Tanya. Three, suck in your stomach. Two, exhale, come down and push. One, excellent. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Backward bending is next. Take a deep breath, eyes open. Drop the head all the way back. Look for the floor behind you. Go all the way back with the head. Now arms go back towards your ears. Push your upper body back, just like the side bending. You push the upper body in one direction and the lower body in the opposite direction. So squeeze the palms and reach back, elbows straightening. Now push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. You got it, Deb. Squeeze thighs together, everyone. Weight on the heels for five. Arms back, four. Three, push your upper body back. Two, go way back. One, nice, Tanya. Inhale, come up. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Hands on the floor in front of you. Suck in your stomach, everyone. Especially if you have any low back irritation, extra attention to pulling the stomach in. Go ahead with the warm-up if you need it. Bend one knee at a time, right, left, right, left, right, left. Upper body, just drop down. Grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side, elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles. Pull continuously to stretch the body down. The pulling teaches you how to get the upper body to the legs, but then once you have the upper body to the legs, a little more pushing. Push the fingernails and the first knuckle down into the floor underneath the feet. Push the toes, the base of the toes or ball of the foot, press those body parts down as you push the hips up towards the ceiling. So the finger toes press down, hips go up. Elbows and knees towards the back wall. Push hands and feet to the floor. That's it, Matt. Roll forward, weight to the toes. That's good. Keep going, elbows towards the back wall, upper body pressing to the legs. That's good. Keep going, elbows back, stomach in, elbows back. Hold it. Good one. Change again. Matt, that's great. That's different. Arms and head together. Inhale, stretch up, and arms down to the side. I don't know if that's been happening lately, Matt, but I really noticed it, the elbows being able to bend. Once you do that for, say, a few classes and you know it, what that tells you is now the hands can move an inch towards the back wall. Once you get enough elbow bend, my elbows are bending, then there's usually the next step available. But you don't have to rush it, okay? Great. Awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing. Arms light up in front of you. Tricep muscles contracted. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Take a deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Sit down, feet flat position. Good start, Ellen. Maximum body weight on the heels. You stick the butt cheeks out all the way behind you so you get some bending at the hips, some bending at the knees, some bending at the ankles. Now suck in your stomach. Lift your chest up. Larry, I know you can sit down in the chair. Get your hips down. Now lean back, way back. Try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come up. All the way up on the tiptoes now for the second part. Everyone, imagine I'm picking you up from the top of the head, center of the chest, upper back. Everything stretches up towards the ceiling. That's a great start with the feet down. You know, focus one point in the mirror. Sit right down on the tops of the toes. Good, Deb. Heels up right away. Knees up right away. Sit down until the thighs are parallel to the floor. Push your big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. Abdomen, Veronica. Abdomen, stomach in, chest up, stomach in, chest up, upper body back, back of the head and hips touching the wall behind you. Inhale, come up. Feet flat position, looks good with the feet, Deb. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes, just enough so you can bring the knees together. Take a deep breath, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Slow motion, sit down, keeping the knees together, everybody, all the way down, all the way down. Leaning against an imaginary wall. So if the body may try to lean forward just to counterweight what you're doing. But you push it back a little bit. Arms parallel to the thighs once you're sitting all the way down. Thighs parallel to the floor. Spine straight up and down in the middle. Now take a deep breath, stomach, and you're going to push the feet down to come up. Imagine you're pushing the floor down, come up, leaning against the wall all the way up, all the way up. It's a lot of pressure there. All right, right foot to the left foot, arms down to the sides. Second set, awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, arms up in front of you, tricep muscles contract. When you exhale next, suck in your stomach, sit down all the way in the chair. Without hesitation or planning or saving, all right? Just get your hips down, and then you get to deal with yourself. Like, oh gosh, okay, I'm going to breathe smoothly. I'm going to make sure the feet are straight. I'm going to lean back a little bit. Try to fall down backwards and stretch forward a little bit more. Inhale, breathing, come up. Now, go all the way up on the tiptoes. Arms stay locked and energized all the way out to the fingertips. Pull the stomach in, stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling. Eyes, don't even blink. It's just 10 seconds. Sit right down on tops of the toes. 9, heels up. Get right in the chair. 8, higher on the tiptoes. 7, that's good, Veronica. 6, get your hips down. 5, stomach in, hips down. 4, you can sit down, Deb. 3, the shaking is great. 2, heels up, knees up. 1, inhale, come up. Deb, that is perfect amount. Come up a little bit on your toes, squeeze the knees together. Inhale, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Slow motion, sit down. Maintaining depression of the abdominal wall, but breathing deeply. Similar to the pranayama deep breathing. Similar, not the same. We don't have the arms moving, but we have the spine straight up and down. This doesn't happen very often in the class. Spine, just upright position, all right? The ability to expand the rib cage in the spine straight position. All right, with the stomach in. This is how it is similar to pranayama deep breathing. Now keep the knees together, slowly come up. All the way up, push the feet firmly down. Keep the knees together until you're up. Good, right foot steps to the left foot. arms down to the sides. Eagle pose is next, Garudasana. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm, cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down to get the fingertips below the nose. Now suck in your stomach, sit down, body weight on the heels. Upper body back, just a couple of inches. Right leg lift up over the left as high as possible. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Put your right foot behind the left calf muscle. All five toes visible in the mirror. If the foot comes out, sit down a little lower, but keep the body weight to your heel, please. So just like the first part of awkward pose, back of the hips and pelvis or butt cheeks go all the way back. Then you sit down. Then, once you're sitting all the way down, upper body back at the end. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm, swing it underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face. Pull your elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Sit down as low as you can in the setup. All the way in the chair. Weight on the heels. Upper body back. Left leg lift up. Good setup, Ellen. Left leg over the right leg. Try to create pressure between the thighs. Then the left foot will go behind the right calf muscle in time. The higher you can get the legs crossed, so higher on the thighs, and there's not a lot of room, right, to change that, but the higher on the thighs you can get the cross, then the foot can go closer to the calf muscle. Sit down more, twisting like ropes, upper body back. Change, come up, feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face. Interlacing the fingers is fine to start. Pull the elbows down, stomach, and sit down low in the chair, weight on the heels. See if you can sit any lower in the setup. Stay down there. Right leg over the left. Then ideally, you keep the hips down. If they come up a little bit to get the leg crossed, then you know, though, you can sit down again to where you had started. So it's a preparation. The setups prepare the body, prepare the structure, prepare the strength for what you're about to do. Now line up the hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line right below the nose, pressing the palms together, top knee to the right, freeze. Change, come up, feet together, inhale, arms over the head, left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again, grab your hands in front of the face. Last one. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach. Bend your knees, get all the way down as low as you possibly can go. Upper body back. Now left leg lift up without lifting the hips. Once you get the foot behind the calf muscle, eliminate any gap between ankle and calf muscle. That's good, Ellen. And that's very good weight staying to the heel, especially when you sit down more. Keep the weight back to the heel. That's right. Now line up the hands, elbows, knees, and feet just below the nose. So push the hands right in the center, push the palms together, top knee can press to the left a little bit. Sit down, twist like ropes, upper body, one more back at the end. Nice step, come up, feet together, inhale, arms over the head, arms down to the sides. This is a great start, everybody, good warm up. Next is standing head to knee. Larry, is my sound coming through okay? Can you hear me? It's good? Yes? Good? Okay. You might regret having said that. Okay. You can hear me loud and clear. Okay. Standing head to knee pose. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Take a deep breath. Go ahead, pick up the right foot in front of you. That's a perfect camera view, Larry. Good. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Exactly 2 inches below your toes. Concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. Push the left knee back until the leg is perfectly straight. Good, Tanya. Yep, whole leg locked, solid, contracted, unbroken. Inhale, breathing right leg. Very slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. Standing leg solid, concrete, unbroken. Now take a deep breath, kick the right heel forward, flexing the foot back from the ankle, all five toes turning in. Try to get both legs locked, and once you can balance with both legs locked, then you can bring the elbows down. Ramit, that's very good form of the first part. It's excellent. Once both legs are locked, elbows coming down, eventually elbows go below the calf muscle. That's good, Matt. Turn the toes, flex the foot, kick the heel forward. Change again. Undo the arms. Put the right foot down. Stand tall again. Other side. Take a deep breath. Suck in your stomach. Pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Exactly 2 inches below the toes. Concentrate immediately. Sometimes you have to move the body slowly, but you can get on one foot and look at your standing leg in no time at all. That is the mental part, okay? And that is 99% of what we're working on. Standing leg, solid concrete. Lamp post unbroken. On the inhale, left leg lift up and stretch forward. Now how far you go The body's going to present limitations. We're going to find them, and then just push on them so gently, just a hair width, eyelash width, in the right direction. Now kick the heel forward, flexing the foot back from the ankle, all five toes turning in. Just think, Ellen, arms so relaxed. There you go. No bending of the elbows. That's it. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Once both legs are locked, you can bring the elbows down. Suck in your stomach a little more. Elbows touch the sides of the calf muscle and eventually go down below the calf muscle. Keep the stomach in, Veronica, and breathe. There you go. I see it. Keep the stomach in and breathe. Nice job. Change again. Did you see that? Her stomach sucked in, and then I could see the breath up here, right? I saw it. Yeah, that's okay. You can only concentrate on so many things, right? You're like, I got to stand here. I'm just sitting here watching you guys. Okay, second set. Take a deep breath. Pick up the right foot in front of you. Yes, your foot mat. I will watch it for you. Yeah. Pick up the foot in front of you. Yeah, all 10 fingers included underneath the foot. Inhale, breathing, right leg slowly, gently lift up. Honestly, in this posture, you are focusing on so many things on purpose in the present moment consciously. Once both legs are locked, you can bring the elbows down. It's a tremendous demand in a certain sense, but when you meet the demand and you concentrate, it's a gain. It's a net positive. You get the ability to concentrate so intensely on many things happening all at the same time. Five, hold steady. Four, stand on one leg. Three, suck in your stomach. Two, you can do it. One. Good, change. Put the right foot down, arms down. All right, last one. Take a deep breath. Suck in your stomach. Pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip 2 inches below the toes. Standing leg solid, concrete lamppost. You can go ahead, inhale, left leg lift up and stretch forward. And then training your system to be focusing on these many simultaneous right actions or contractions, stillness, breathing, in a calm state. This is a big deal. Go ahead, kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Once both legs are locked, elbows can come down. Being able to relax your system while focusing on so many things happening in the present moment is really where we're headed with this. Hold steady, three, you can do it. Two, face and shoulders relaxed. One, change. Standing boat pulling pose. Bring your right hand out in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Reach out to the right, straighten your elbow. Hold the right ankle from the inside. All five fingers together. Left arm slides up in front of you, palm facing the mirror. Wrists straight. Knees together if possible. Now inhale, the top arm stretches up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Simultaneously kick back. Kick the right foot back. Kick the right hand back with your foot so the right shoulder gets pulled back behind you. That's good, Deb. Keep the chin up. Keep kicking back, Tanya. Kick, kick more. Now bring the upper body down, keeping the standing leg locked until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. However, when you bring the body down, stretch forward and kick up a little bit more, not less. Kicking and stretching equally and at your maximum will help you balance for longer. Body down and kick. Stretch forward. Try to touch the mirror. Kick up and back one more time. Change, everybody. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Good, Sandy. That's good kicking. All right. Other side. Left hand up in front of you. Palm up. Turn it out to the side. Hold your ankle without turning the palm. All five fingers together. Right arm comes up in front of you, then straight up towards the ceiling. Knees together, please. Inhale, stretch up first, and then go. Charge forward on the right side of the body. Kick all the way back. Good, Deb. Kick the hand back. Kick the foot back all the way. And then you can start to kick up. You still maintain the kicking back, but you start to kick up and bring the body down. So there's forward and back. There's stretching forward, kicking back, but then there's kicking up, bringing the body down too. You have many directions happening, stretching from end point to end point. Focus on the upper right thigh, right leg locked. And this will help you control the standing leg hip joint when you come down. That's right, Veronica. Right thigh contracts. Keep it locked. Body down and kick. Charge forward, kick. Keep the right thigh contracted. Go and touch the mirror. Kick up. Change, please. Feet together, arms down. That standing thigh, both of you. Yeah? Your construction of the pelvis and leg joint, lots of this can happen, right? Not everybody's is like that. Some people are more stiff in that tissue, but you guys can move it. So we're going to kind of compensate with the muscles for that. Extra strong focus. I usually look here. My hips are not quite as bendy as yours, but they tend that way. So if I focus on the contraction of the standing locked leg up here rather than just the knee, this helps to stabilize that hip that you're bending. Okay? Everyone can try that. Right hand up in front of you, turn it out, hold the right ankle. Left arm up in front of you, palm facing the mirror. So your standing leg, upper thigh, lock it, look at it, keep it contracted. Inhale, go up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, 20 counts, charge forward, 19. But that does not change, 18. Left thigh locked, 17. You got it, Deb. 16, keep your eyes there, 15. You can look there the whole time, 14, 13. Kick back more, Tanya, 14, 12. There you go, 11. Try to touch the mirror, 10. 9, almost falling forward, 8 is what we want, 7, body down and kick, 6, 5, try to touch the mirror, 4, keep kicking, 3, left thigh contract, 2, kick up, stretch forward, 1, you got it, all right, better? A little bit, yeah, so there's less rotation around that, right? Left hand up, turn it out, hold the ankle from the inside, right arm up, palm facing the mirror. Knees together to start with. Inhale, go up first. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin the posture. Charge forward. 20 counts. Kick back. 19. Kick back more, Ellen. 18. Kick all the way back. 17. Kick back. 16. Keep kicking back. 15. Kick back. 14. So the left shoulder. That's right. 13. That's exactly right. 12. Gets pulled behind you. 11. 10. Upper right thigh contract. 9. You can do it. 8. Keep your eyes focused there. 7. Right thigh locked. 6. You can do it, Veronica. 5. Keep it. 4, body down and kick. 3, charge forward and kick. 2, right thigh contract, right thigh contract, right thigh contract. 1. Okay. You stayed in it, you know? I know you almost fell out a few times, but the body is getting it. All right, balancing stick pose. Front row, you can step to the back of the mat. Feet together, please. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed, everybody chin up. Take a deep breath, big step onto the right foot, lock both legs, left toes pointed, come down, bring your upper body down, left leg up. Sole of the left foot facing exactly the ceiling. Come down until you look like a capital letter T. Chin forward, look forward, stretch forward, go forward. Good, Veronica, try to touch the mirror, that's right. Inhale, breathing, come up. Same idea with the standing leg as standing bow pulling. Take a deep breath, big step onto the left foot. Upper left thigh contract. Take a deep breath, stomach, and bring the upper body down. Same principle with the standing leg as standing bow pulling. Now you're bringing even more body weight forward. So you got to try to keep the weight to the toes. It will want to go to the heel, but keep it to the toes. Stretch forward, go forward, try to touch the mirror. Inhale, come up. Good alignment, Colleen. Feet together, take a deep breath. Arms down to the side. That back leg, Colleen, isn't going so high as it used to. It's more, you feel it, good. Second set, Tula Dandasana. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Get your grip, please, chin up. Nice big step onto the right foot. So right now you can look at the right hip, upper thigh, lower abdomen. Contract and stretch up, inhale, and then come down, upper body down, left leg up. You can do it. Come down, leg up, stretch forward, leg up. That's right, Deb. Back leg, knee, straighten it. Push the toes to the back wall. Push your hands, grip towards the mirror, natural human traction. Inhale, breathing, come up. These look very good. Take a deep breath. Stand on your left foot only, all right? So you can step or just get the right foot off the floor behind you. Take a deep breath and come down, upper body down, right thigh up. Nice, Deb. Come right down into it. Chest down, but keep the chin forward. Standing leg locked, left upper thigh contract. You got it, Tanya. Chest down, leg up. Body weight to the toes. Stretch forward, go forward. Try to touch the mirror. Chest down, leg up. Change again. Feet together. Arms down to the sides. Standing separate leg stretching is next. Please step to the left side of the mat. Or turn at home if you need to. Tanya, that was a great one. Yeah. Did you know that? Yeah, you were. Good. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right, arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Now make sure the heels are in one line. Feet slightly turned in. Lock your legs throughout the posture. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, then forward towards the mirror, looking forward all the way down. All the way down. Keep your legs locked. Same thing here. Upper thighs contract. We've prepared the locked legs one at a time, and now we have two legs locked together. When you can't see yourself in the mirror anymore, grab the heels from the outside or slide the fingertips, just the very first bit of the fingers, underneath the outside of the foot or even the toes. Good, Ellen. That's great. Keep the kneecaps lifted, but also the upper thighs, upper legs contract on the front. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Roll forward a little bit, body weight to the toes. Looks great, Veronica. Upper spine, kind of upper back area, Try to flatten out a little bit. Touch your head to the floor right between your feet. James, please come up, head up, arms out, stand up. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down to the sides. Second set, begin, please. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, big step, arms parallel to the floor. Heels in one line, feet slightly turned in. Now lock the legs, a whole leg. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and begin, please. Look forward, body weight to the toes. Keep your legs locked. It looks great with the arms too, Tanya. Arms reach out to the sides until you can't go any further with your torso. Chest forward, Larry, a little bit more. Arms out, chest forward. Stick your chin forward, chest forward. Go as far as you can, as far as you can with the torso, chest, and spine. Work for it. Look at that. That's good, Larry. Yes, like that every time is so good for the upper back. Okay, hands can come down then once you've made it. Emily, very nice. Roll forward. The very good straight up and down legs. And the spine is going to stretch straight up and down. Push the fingers down into the floor. The first finger bone and fingernails press down. The balls of the feet press down. So just like hands to feet pose, push fingers and toes down. Stretch the spine down. Head touches the floor right between your feet. Head up and arms out, then stand up. Inhale, feet together, arms over your head. Arms down to the sides. It's a bit of a rest posture, you know. Kind of. It doesn't mean you're resting everything, but there's a little bit of slowing down. So now we're ready for triangle pose on some level. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right, arms immediately parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, arms back. Everybody chest up. Turn the right foot all the way out to the right. The sequence of this is just perfect. Push the hips forward, arms back. Turn your right foot all the way out. Bend your right knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. Keep the spine straight as possible. In the middle, left leg lock. Now take a deep breath. Arms back once more. Tilt your upper body to the right. Right arm on the inside of the right knee. Yeah, a little bit more. There you go, Deb. So you can push the knee towards the back wall. That looks good. With help of the arm. Sit down and touch the toes without the elbow going below the knee. So upper body stays lifted. Pretty good, Larry. Sit down a little lower, keeping the straight leg locked. You can push the knee back, Ellen, just a little more. There you go. Two butt cheeks forward, tucking underneath. So everything is in one line from the side. Now turn and twist a little more, chin to the left shoulder. Push the right knee back as you bring the chin to the back wall too. Inhale, breathing, come up. Looks great. Turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Two butt cheeks push forward, arms back. Lift your chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out to your left. Make sure the two heels have stayed in one line. If they didn't, you can put them in one line. Take a deep breath, chest up, stomach in. Bend your left knee. Sit down all the way. Get your hips down in the chair. All the way. Good. Right leg locked. Take a deep breath. Tilt your upper body to the left. Left arm down. Push your left knee back. That's it, Deb. A little more. Pushing the knee back. That's perfectly in line now. Sit down and touch the toes, but keep the upper body lifted so the elbow never goes below the knee. Upper body up, lower body down. Make sure you're pushing the left foot firmly down into the floor so you feel the bent leg strong. Now turn your head, chin to the right shoulder as you're also pushing the left knee back. So the left knee and your chin are both going towards the back while turning and twisting upper body back. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn the left toes forward. Inhale, feet together, arms over your head. Arms down to the sides. Second set, triangle pose. Any birthdays today? All right. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right. Arms parallel to the floor, palms face down. Take a deep breath. Exaggerate the hips forward. Do a lot of butt cheek forward. Push, 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 and arms back a lot. Lift up your chest. Turn the right foot all the way out. We need to develop the strength in that little warm-up thing so the front of the pelvis, thighs, and abdomen can stretch. Bend your right knee. Sit all the way down. Now your left toes can turn in a little bit, Tanya. There you go. And turn the right toes back one more inch. Go ahead, sit all the way down. Now palms forward, chin to the left shoulder, begin. Push the right knee back. Push the right foot down. Push the left foot down with the entire length of the left leg. And now take your torso all the way to the top of the head and stretch it out over the bent knee. So from your left heel to the top of the head, you have maximum distance. Bring your chin to the shoulder, stretch up and down equally the same. Sit down, touch your toes. Inhale, come up. You guys, good stretching over here. It's like someone's pulling you over. That's what we want. Hips forward, arms back. Lift the chest up, turn the left foot all the way out. Bend your left knee and sit down, please. Spine straight as possible in the middle. Get your hips in the chair. Palms forward, turn your head and begin. Push the chin with the shoulder. That's it, Deb. Take your upper body. You can watch this in the mirror. The more you can get the upper body over the bent leg, knee, and heel, all right, you'll be able to push the left foot down more. Less slipping will happen. Turn and twist. Right toes can turn in a little more, Colleen, towards me. All right, now two butt cheeks forward. There you go. Stretch up and down equally the same. Upper body up, Veronica, 3 inches. There, butt cheeks down and forward. Keep the upper body lifted when you do that. There you go, one more. Two butt cheeks down and forward. You got it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice job. Left toes in, feet together, arms over the head, arms down to the side. Every time I said it, you did it. I mean, that's amazing. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head, sideways, hands, palms together. Just the thumbs cross. Right foot step out to the right. Keep your arms overhead. Take a deep breath. Turn on your heels to the right. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees and the left hip forward so two hips are in one line. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Reach with the arms. I want the arms locked and stretching as in balancing stick. Spine is rounding as in rabbit pose, but reach with your arms. Bring your forehead to the right knee. Try a couple of times with the right leg locked. Then, if you cannot get the head to the knee, bend your knee up. Bring the knee to the forehead. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Bring maximum body weight to the front foot. So shift the body weight forward. To get the right hip sticking up a little bit more, left hip down and forward. To get both hips in one line. That's the right effort, Ellen. Yep. Now keep the chin tucked, lock the front leg, slowly come up. A bigger step will actually help you get the hips more level. Go ahead, turn to the other side. Everybody take a slightly wider step. I'm not seeing anybody with too big of a step. I'll know. A little bit bigger, Ellen, wider. Yeah, more. Keep going until it's a little uncomfortable, actually. Okay, go ahead, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, go down front side. The hips, all right. Keep the right hip down and forward as you're getting into it even. But the bigger step will help you with the hip leveling. That's right, Colleen. Right hip down and forward. Eventually, you won't have to make the adjustment. It will just stay there from the beginning to the end. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Good. They're more level already, Ellen. A little more body weight to the front foot, everyone, so you can get the left hip up and right hip down. That's it, Veronica. Suck in your stomach, tightening up. Breathe smoothly now with the stomach in. Lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale and slowly come up. Turn and face the mirror. Right foot steps back and arms down to the sides. Did that feel a little better? Okay, she said it didn't feel better, but it felt more right. It was easier when your feet were closer. So, yes, better can mean many things. It was better, objectively. Okay, I know how you feel, but the subjective, it doesn't feel better, is totally valid, okay? It's like, no, I was wobbling. But that wobble gives you the strength because you figure out how to balance, okay? Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross the thumbs, right foot step out to the right. Turn on your heels. It's not to discount. Everyone likes a shorter step, okay? Almost everybody. Inhale, stretch up. Now let yourself catch yourself. Tuck your chin to the chest. Yeah. When you do this, Ellen, see, you're forced in a way. The posture demands that you use the feet pressing to the floor and you suck in your stomach and you squeeze the thighs and more. So it's like this demand that we don't necessarily want, but then it ends up being the best thing. It's a kind of blessing of the posture. Push your fingertips into the floor. Yeah, that's right. And you don't have to make it exactly perfect right away. If you just go in the right direction, left hip down and forward, right hip up, and you just hold the limit of it. Maybe you get halfway there, 10% of the way there, but then you have stillness and the body gets it. Okay, nice. Lock the front leg and come up. Yeah, that's it. That's so good. That's so good. Turn all the way around. I understand what you're going through. Okay, just go less. You can always do a little less depth. Tuck your chin to the chest, go down front side. You can slide your front foot, Tanya, to the back wall a little bit. Yep, scoot it over a little more. There you go. Okay, now you'll be able to keep the right hip a little more forward. When you make an adjustment, like Ellen's adjustment, you might not go as far as you're used to going or as fast as you're used to going, and that's fine. So if you need to slow it down or go in a little less deep, but do it more correctly, better technique, then you're on the right track completely. Suck in your stomach, push the knee back a couple of times with the forehead. Looks good, Deb. Lock the front leg and slowly come up. Push the feet down to stabilize. So you, yes, that's good. Push the feet down, come all the way up. Turn and face the mirror, right foot to the left foot. Arms down to the sides. Tree pose, everybody. Stand on your mat. Toes and heels touching each other. Okay, let's begin. Right leg up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of the ankle with your right hand, underneath at the toes with the left. Keep your left elbow a little bit bent. So you're picking up the foot, holding it at its maximum high position. Then slowly, very gently, bring the right knee down and back. Two butt cheeks push forward, stomach in. Same principle. That's right, Deb. Same principle as in half moon side bending. Right two butt cheeks forward, stomach in, chest up. But also same principle as triangle pose. Two butt cheeks forward, right knee back, straightening the spine. You can bring the right hand anytime in front of the chest. That's the left hip that's making you twist a little bit, Veronica. So lock upper left thigh, suck in your stomach. Keep the pelvis steady. Two butt cheeks forward, left thigh contract, stomach in. Good. Change, right foot down, arms down. Can you tell it's the standing leg a little bit? Yeah, good. Yep, other side, left leg lift up, bring your heel all the way as high as possible on the right thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of the ankle with your left hand, underneath at the toes with your right. You can keep the right elbow very slightly bent, okay, so that the foot doesn't pull you down. If the arm straightens too much, usually the body gets pulled down. So a little bend of the elbow. On the right side, go ahead, left hand up in front of the chest. That looks great, Tanya. Be gentle with the knee, but everyone lock the standing leg, upper thigh, contracted, stomach in, whole spine stretches up. Two butt cheeks forward, stomach in. Good, change again, left foot down, arms down for a moment. For toe stand, begin in tree pose, please, right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight. Or with a very tiny bend, that's okay too, until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips, slowly sit down on your heel. Once you can sit down all the way, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down, to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Now suck in your stomach, stretch the whole spine. Upper back, center of the chest, up towards the ceiling. If you can balance with the spine straight, bring your left hand in front of the chest. If still, you can balance, right hand up, palms together. Hands to the floor in front of you, toe stand. Push your hips back up. Stand up in tree pose. You can grab the foot, finish up tree pose again. Very nice, Emily. Change again, right foot down, arms down. Left leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor. Body weight to the fingertips, then lower down. Sit down on the heel or close to it. Arms come around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Left toes point to your right, left knee down. Suck in your stomach. Stretch your entire spine upward. Shoulders down. That's good, Larry. Keep the left shoulder down, stomach in, two butt cheeks pushing forward. One hand at a time can come up in front of the chest, toe stand. Hold the stomach in. Face relaxed and shoulders relaxed. Toe stand, you can change, hands to the floor, push your hips up slowly. You can grab the foot on the way up, please. Finishing up the tree pose, look straight ahead in the mirror. And tree pose, you can change, left foot down, arms down to the sides. All right, turn around, please relax on your back, head towards the mirror, feet towards the back wall. Did you have a question, Ramit? I thought I saw your hand wave. No, okay. Looking good, everybody. So head towards the mirror, legs out straight. Looks good so far, everybody. Looks good, Emily. Yeah, that's great. Rama and Larry, I can see you just fine. Yeah, TD, I can just see your head and the piano. Can you show me more of the middle and lower body? Yeah, and then if you can turn it towards your feet a little bit, that'd be great. All right, breathe smoothly by the nose. That will be great. Thank you. I have to tell you guys something. I was going through some boxes of just sorting through getting rid of stuff. I found just miscellaneous notes from college, okay? I found this list. It was dated like June 20th or 10th, 1998. It had Anne's goals for June and then Anne's general goals. It was like a two-part list in this red ink, kind of college handwriting, okay? And some specific things I wanted to do that summer. This was after my sophomore year, I think, of college. And then the general goals, there were seven items on the list. The seventh one, do you know what it said? It said take yoga. I was like, seriously? I even knew it existed? I didn't start until 2003, by the way. But somehow, it was a concept, even. I don't know what I thought. So anyway, it was a really fun thing to find. Take yoga. That was separate from the number one thing on the list, which said, eat well, exercise well, take care of yourself. It was like a separate thing. Now I'm like, oh, that's all part of it. That would be all one item, you know. Yoga within the, I didn't know. I think in my mind it was like a dance class, like take a yoga class. It's like a dance class because I danced at the time and that was, you know, one of my June goals, dance more. Take yoga. I was so surprised, so shocked. Anyway, here we are. Thanks to whatever put it in my head when I was 19. Okay, let's do wind removing pose. Right leg lift up. Hold the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee with your thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, elbows in close to the sides. Head is on the floor at this point. Tuck your chin, look straight down the center line of the body so the back of the neck flattens. Pull continuously. Now you'll find a limit of the pulling, but even when you're at the limit of the pulling, maybe the hip joint tells you that's enough, you still maintain the effort of the grip and the pull. It's just that you don't go further range of motion-wise. The muscle contractions remain. Tuck your chin to the chest, look down, freeze. Change right leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers deeply so the thumbs cross. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body, head on the floor. The chin presses down, look straight down the center line of the body. Upper back on the floor. And you just hold it. The leg you're pulling on, relax completely. Press the chin down one more and hold it. Change, left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately, both knees up, grab your elbows each other, a couple of inches below the knees, nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Bring your head back to the floor if you had to lift it. Now suck in your stomach, breathe smoothly. This is an interesting one to breathe in, okay? The body's really not demanding a lot of breathing, but you want to please keep the breathing steady with the stomach in and the thighs pressing on the abdomen. So you start to feel what is moving when I breathe. Not the stomach, right? Tuck the chin, hold it. Change, arms and legs down. Savasana, heels touch each other, palms face up. Second set, right leg lift up, interlace your fingers, cross your thumbs. Pull the right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Head on the floor, tuck your chin, look down. Keep the left shoulder and left side of the upper back on the floor. This is not only a hip joint and ascending colon massage on this side posture. We also want the upper back, back of the neck and head pretty even on the floor. Change, right leg lower down, arms down, left leg lift up, interlace the fingers, pull your left knee to the left shoulder. If you have a what's more important question ever on a posture, like what's more important, shoulder or hip thing, right? Go ahead, pull the knee, tuck the chin to the chest. I mean, ultimately, it's all equal. Some days you can focus more on, say, pulling the knee. Other days focus more on right shoulder down. But we're trying to get everything in balance working together. Tuck your chin, pull, and freeze. Change, left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately both knees up. Now for this one, for example, go ahead, grab your elbows. Everyone has a very different sort of natural range of motion of the hip joint in that flexion. Go ahead, tuck your chin once you have the legs. some people, just the shape of the femur bone hip socket is going to allow their knee to go way to the shoulder. Others will not. Others, there's tightness in the soft tissue. But as long as you get some, all right, something more than your otherwise natural range of motion, okay, some pressure on the abdomen, some stomach and some spine straight, this is vastly, vastly improved over not doing it. Huge. All right, change again, arms and legs down. Even if you showed up, even if someone walked in off of never having done yoga and did 10% of these postures, I don't know, even once a week, okay, that's minimal, right? It's minimal, but it's something. It's minimal is still significant. Imagine them 5 years in the future. From 10% of the postures once a week, between now and 5 years from now, it would be a vastly different everything. Structure-wise, strength-wise, concentration-wise, breathing-wise. Can you imagine that this human being, right? And that pertains to us too. So if you're having a day where you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not doing whatever. It's kind of so what? So what? Who cares? You're in here. You can be that person that does 10% of the postures once a week. You're still on the path. You're still improving things. All right, feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, full inhale. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Turn around, lie down on your front side. Hands, palms underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids. Glue it down, distribute the weight equally the same all over hands, palms. No space between the fingers, no gap underneath hands. Legs together as one cobra tail, feet on the floor, hips and thighs contracted. That looks good, Ellen. You can start with the chin all the way forward. There you go. Inhale, breathing, begin, please. Upper body lift up using 100% back strength. Nice start, Deb. Push the palms down, lift your upper body up. You can do it, Veronica. Chest up, go up, more up, go all the way up until the belly button is the very last thing touching the floor. You can do it, Larry. Elbows in, chest up, push down, push the hands down, push down, come up. Now lift your chin up, neck stretches, good shoulders, Emily. Keep dropping them down as you come up higher. Change again, chin on the floor. Emily, that's an outstanding cobra pose. Bring the arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Now, Emily, when you're all the way up that high, and I say go up higher, I need to qualify that. I want the belly button to stay on the floor. And you may not actually go up more, you'll go back more. So if I'm telling everyone come up, more up, and you're all the way up at the belly button, you can still try to find some of the back bending muscles and think of the back of the head going towards your lower spine. And you may find some upper back muscles that weren't activated just yet. Okay, second set, chin on the floor, hands underneath, same position. Looks good. All right, keep the elbows in close to the sides of the body. Lock your legs, hips and thighs contract, begin. Upper body lift up. Push yourself up, okay? You can do a little, it's like a half push-up. It's not a full push-up because the elbows need to stay at a 90-degree angle, but 90 is halfway to straight, so do a little bit of a push-up. That's it, Tanya. Push the fingers flat, left hand fingers flat. Push down, push down. Now chin up, drop the shoulders down, front of the neck stretches up. Nice, Sandy. Change again, lower the chin. Arms down next to you, turn your head to the left. You can even just imagine a body part. If you have a situation with the body part, imagine if you did 10% of the postures once a week for 5 years, just thinking of that body part, the movements and the circulation that it is going to get. Even just one thing, right? One little thing. Maybe you've had a situation there. Just think of that body part now and 5 years from now. With or without all these attempts at movement. Totally different situation. Okay, next is locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms on the mat. Slide your arms underneath the body till eventually the pinky fingers are touching each other side by side, and then chin slides all the way forward, neck flat. Lock your right leg, point the toes, begin right leg lift up. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Knee straight. Push the hands down. That's good, Kathy, keeping it locked. And then you can just lift it the smallest amount. Push the hands down, hold it. Just hold steady, hold it, everybody. Very good. Change, right leg lower down. See if the chin will slide more forward. Lock the left leg and lift it up, knee straight, toes pointed. Grab the floor at the fingertips. Push the hands down as evenly as you can. That's it, Tanya. The thumbs and fingers can be spread apart, wide, flattening, pushing down, hold it. You got it. Left leg lower down. Now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. You can do a couple of things. You can try to straighten the arms. You can try to get them closer to each other. You can also spread the fingers out wider. All right, so you get more arm pressure, surface area on the floor. Mouth on the towel, inhale, breathing, both legs lift up. Everybody come up without bending the knees. Nice, Ellen. Legs together, legs locked, come up a little bit higher. Upper thighs squeeze together. Backs of the upper thighs lift. Everybody lift. One more, come up, lift. Change again, lower the legs gently. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other, heels fall open. Any questions at all? Can you imagine that body part or that? It's fun to do it just with the body part. I mean, you can imagine someone's whole being, right? Whether they do some small amount of the practice or not at all. But you can also simplify it, just a hip joint or an arm, part of an arm, whatever, part of a spine. Second set, turn your hands over, palms down, slide your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers touching side by side one day, not overlapped. See if the chin and chest will slide more forward on the towel, closer to the mirror. Right leg, lift up, 10 counts, go up, 9, 8, knees straight, 7, 6, no help from the left leg, 5, push arms down, 4, 3, straighten the knee, 2, just a little more, 1, you got it, Ellen, right leg down. Chin and chest slide more forward, neck flattening, good, Emily, lift up, 10 counts, left leg, 9, 8, 7, inner thigh cowling up, 6, there you go, 5, outer thigh rolls down, 4, hold it, 3, lift and hold it, Veronica, 2, lift and hold it, 1, change again, you got it, turn your head in, mouth on the towel, readjust arms, thumb out, spread out, pinkies, everything, wide hands, both legs locked, lift up, 10 counts, begin, 9, 8, arms look good, Ramit, 7, push the hands, 6, into the floor, 5, lift up, 4, you got it, Matt, 3, right side up more, 2, just a little bit, lift up, there you go, 1, lower down, take your arms out, turn your head to the left. Full locust pose. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides. Straight out from the shoulders. All five fingers together. Thumbs with index fingers. Legs together as one like a cobra tail. Don't open it. Take a deep breath in. Full lungs. Lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs begin. Lift up until only the hip bones are touching the floor. So the chest up. Arms up. Chin up. Arms as high as fingertips in line with top of the head. There you go. Now get your legs up a little bit. That's right, Ellen. Arms straight up. Chest up. Everybody look up. Take one more deep breath. Come up more as you exhale at the end. And change again. Slowly bring the head, hands, and feet down. Bring your arms down to your sides. Turn your head to the right. I was just thinking about cars and gardens and bodies, okay? And maintenance, right? Tending to them regularly. If you grow a plant, you know, right? Tending to the soil, to the environment. You have a car, I mean, even just basic. You get the oil changed once in a while. If something's making a noise, you get it checked out, right? And bodies. But then I was thinking, we are so much in the habit of just get a new one, right? With all our gadgets, right? Oh, it's not working. A lot of times the only option is, well, just get a new one. We can't even fix it. It's like it wasn't made to be tended to, maintained. And that's tricky. Then we get conditioned to, well, it's just this one. I'm going to throw it out, get a new one. But with this human system, then we run into trouble. It's like, oh, wait a minute. I mean, people get joint replacements all the time. That's what's offered. That's what's covered. That's what's just part of the program, right? But as you guys know, there is another way. But we're surrounded by that way of, you know, planned obsolescence, throw it out, get a new one. We're swimming in that soup. We're swimming in that river of all of that. So just something simple like tending to a plant or tending to a body is kind of out there, radical act. All right, it's amazing, and it's very simple. But it doesn't compute when we're not used to it. It just doesn't even fit in sometimes. Okay, anyway, let's do bow posture. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside, just below the toes. Or sometimes we have an experience. Let's say someone would be gardening, farming, doing a ton, but not necessarily translate that to the body and to the system. All right, hold the feet just below the toes. Inhale, breathing. Begin, please look up, but most of the effort is in kicking. Knees come up off the floor, thighs come up off the floor, and you kick without intermission. Roll forward onto the abdomen. That's great, Kathy. Any back bend, you guys, any back bend you can get, even just lifting the head up, lifting the chest up, press the thighs up, everybody kick up, breathe smoothly, kick one more. Good kicking, Ellen. Change again. Chin and knees come down. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. We only did one set of full locust. Sorry about that. Yeah, we're looking to the right. I totally skipped it. Nobody complained. I guess we're on the same page today. Chin on the floor, bend your knees. By the way, I don't think you're complaining if you remind me to do second set. Thank you in the past and the future for doing that. You thought you just missed it, yeah. Maybe you were not alone, like, oh, did I miss that? Grab the feet just below the toes. No one else is saying anything. Maybe it was just me. Inhale, breathing, look up and kick up. Now, smooth breathing on bow posture. The breathing just has to, by default, happen in the upper chest ribs. The abdomen cannot move. Okay, you have a firm floor underneath you, so there's really no option to move the abdomen. It's one of the chances where the breath is forced into different parts of the lungs and rib cage. Now look up, chin up, breathe smoothly, kick up. You can try again, kick for 5, 4, looks great, Emily, 3. You can let the shoulders roll back, 2, kick up, look up, 1. Change again, knees and chin come down, bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Big toes touch each other, heels fall open. Fix firm pose. Please come up to the top of the mat. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. And lift your hips up a little bit. Separate your feet. Lower your hips to the floor right between the heels without letting the feet turn out. Once you can sit comfortably on the floor, put your hands on the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Once the elbows are down, you can drop the head back. Top of the head, back of the head, eventually shoulders and whole upper body relax on the floor. Then arms over the head. Grab your elbows, each other. Try to get each palm on each elbow, opposite elbow. Pull the elbows down, tuck your chin to the chest, lift your chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling so you get a nice backward bend underneath waistband and upper back a little bit. Eventually, back of the neck will be flat on the floor. That looks great, Kathy. If you want to, when you're ready to do more, you can just drop the head back if you want to add something. All right, change again. Hands to the feet. It's not needed right now, but that'll be in the next step. Spine straight in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. Very nice, you guys. Looks good. Feet together. Flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up. Grab the toes. Strong exhalation. Double jerk head to the knees. All right, second set. Turn around. Sit on the heels at the top of the mat. Then you can start the posture. Just separate the feet exactly enough. So when you sit down, the heels sort of hug the hips. They're in contact there. Then go back. Hands on the feet. Thumbs inside. Lean back onto the elbows. Then you can drop the head back, even if you stay on the elbows. How's that feeling, Tanya? Where do you feel it the most? Okay, you can try to widen the knees and see if that feels any better. Sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't. The knees can be wide, super wide if that helps, as long as the heels stay with the hips, okay? And just breathe smoothly. Yeah, support yourself with the hands as much as you need to. That looks good, Ramit. Elbows, then head. Very nice, everyone. Change hands to the feet. Try to come straight up in the middle rather than around to one side or the other. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over your head. Take a deep breath in, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation. Double jerk head to the knees. All right, next we have half tortoise pose. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling, hips touch the heels. Bring your upper body forward towards the mirror. Look forward, chin forward. Pinky fingers and forehead will touch the floor, wrists in the air. Take a deep breath, the arms slide forward. Keep trying to touch the mirror. Take a few deep breaths in. Full expansion of the rib cage, as much as possible with the abdomen and thighs pressing together. Shoulder blades, scapula getting pulled forward. Look forward, stretch forward. Now suck in your stomach, try to keep the hips down. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Arms down by your sides. Good, turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set, half tortoise pose. How's that feeling on your back, Tanya? That's okay? Okay, sit on the heels. I'll watch you next couple times. Arms over the head, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. When you inhale, stomach and stretch the body up, the hands up, but the tailbone and lower spine down, then come forward. So you try to maintain the end point to end point stretch or tractioning from the lower spine out to the fingertips, even while you're getting in and out of the posture. But especially now, press the hips back towards the heels, the fingertips towards the mirror, palms press flat, wrists in the air a little bit. Shoulder blades getting pulled forward, take a few deep breaths. Slow exhales, strong full inhales, smooth slow exhales while you're stretching forward. Now one more inhale, stretch forward, come up. Arms, head, neck, and spine all straight. Turn around, arms down to the sides, turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over your head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, double jerk head to the knees. All right, next we have camel pose. Turn around, stand up on the knees at the top of the mat, 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between the feet. Get your hands on the low back, fingers pointing down. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Go back halfway, stopping in the middle, breathing smoothly. Bend your total spine, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Right hand only, grab the right heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside, left hand down, grab the left heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside, full palm grip on each heel. Take a nice deep breath. Exhale, push your hips forward, push your stomach forward, push your thighs forward. Everyone keep pushing firmly, continuously, gently. Change. Hands come up. Inhale, push the hips forward, chest up, spine straight. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale. Very nice, second set. Camel posture, stand up on the knees at the top of the mat, 6 inches all over between the legs. Get your hands up, please. As high as they'll go on the waistband, thumbs with index fingers, pinky fingers side by side. That's good, Colleen, with the hands. Inhale, stretch up first. Push your hips forward. There you go, Veronica. Then drop the head back. Now, at a certain point, it's not only dropping the head back. You're going to push your face towards the back wall while you push the abdomen in front of the pelvis towards the mirror. So you have two body part endpoints, right, going forward and backward. The face is reaching back, the chin pushing back, but front of the abdomen and pelvis, upper thighs pushing forward. So you not only bend, you're not only bending backward, you're decompressing a little bit. Keep pushing hips forward. That's it, Larry, keep pushing. Make it continuous without intermission. Good, Deb. Bring the hands back up, everybody. Inhale, push hips forward. Now straighten up at the top, stomach in. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale. Double jerk head to the knees. All right, now we have rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on the heels. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Take a deep breath and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathe and go down front side. Bring your forehead to the knees. Automatically, the top of your head touching the floor. Then roll forward like a wheel until arms, elbows are straight. Lift your hips all the way up. You can walk the knees right, left towards the head. Make sure it is the very top, flat part of the head on the floor. Other way, Tanya, chin tuck, top of the head, not the forehead. There you go. Now grab the feet firmly. Push the feet down into the floor. Good one, Kathy. Squeeze your heels in towards each other. Lift your hips up a little more. Total spine stretching on the backside. Change, please. Lower the hips. Inhale, breathing. Bring the body up. Turn around, relax on your back. Is your hair getting in the way? Oh, okay. That's fine. It's fine. If you need to move your bun, though, even if you move it a little bit so you can get this part on the floor, this is what's on the floor. Forehead ideally touches the knees, and this will be on the floor. Okay. All right, feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, double jerk head to the knees. All right, second set, turn around, rabbit posture, sit on the heels. Hold the feet, or at least get your hands close to the grip there. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Now roll in tight, chin to the chest. Keep the chin to the chest on the way into it. That's it. Keep the chin to the chest until you get all the way down there. Keep the chin tucked, keep the chin tucked. That's better, lift your hips up. That's better. So you're gonna roll even more onto the top of the head. Not over to the back, just right on top. Walk the knees right, left towards the forehead. Or you can, if you cannot grab the heels, put your hands on the floor right next to your head. Otherwise, keep a strong grip on the heels. That's good, Ellen. Suck in your stomach, lift your hips up. Squeeze the heels in towards each other just a touch and freeze. Good, change again, lower the hips back down. Inhale, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Thanks, Ramit. Have a great day. Feet together, flex, legs locked, arms over the head, nice deep breath in. Sit up, please. Grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, next is head to knee with stretching pose. Sit facing the mirror, everybody. Right leg out. Bend the left knee, creating pressure between sole of the left foot and inner right thigh. Arms over the head, take a deep breath, turn your upper body to the right, reach out, grab the right foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. Go down front side, chin to the chest, stomach, and touch your forehead on the right knee. If you can't get the forehead to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. Roll into the center, left shoulder down, just enough to get two shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Good shoulders, Colleen. Now bring the right elbow down. So your elbows are the same distance from the floor. You can look at it. There you go. Just play with it. Get them even as you can. Change again. Come up. That's good. Left leg out. Bend the right knee. Create pressure between sole of the right foot and the inner left thigh. Turn your upper body to the left. Reach out. Grab the left foot. Flex the foot from the ankle. Tuck your chin to the chest. Go down front side, forehead to the left knee. If you must, then you can bend the knee a little bit. But first, try to grab the foot with the straight locked leg. Push your knee down with the forehead. Roll in just enough to get two shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Two elbows when they bend, same distance to the floor. Stay right there, Ellen. Turn the toes back. Turn the toes. I don't mind if the knee stays bent, but turn the toes, flex the foot. Turn the toes, flex the foot. You got it. Change again. Come up. Much better. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for a quick sit-up. As soon as arms touch the floor, inhale, breathing, come up. Grab your big toes with the first two fingers and thumb. Walk your hips 10, 15 times even. Right, left, traveling backwards on the mat. Flex both feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in, especially the pinky toes. Ellen, that's great with the pinky toes turning back. Now take a deep breath, chest up, stomach in, slowly push your knees down without compromising the grip or the toes or the feet flexing. So we start with the feet, and then secondarily, you work on getting the legs locked. Once the legs are locked, Veronica, knees down a little bit more, tops of the thighs contract, then stretch your upper body forward. Upper thighs, contraction. Push the knees down, contract the thighs. If you come forward, fine, but remember, the maintenance of the setup, push the knees down, lock the legs. You can do it. Thighs, Veronica, hold that. I don't care if you come forward or not. I want the thighs to stay like that. Good, change again. turn around, relax on your back. Same principle as half moon. Everybody can try to stretch the body forward. That's not the hard part. The hard part is maintaining. Could be different things. For some people, it's just maintaining the grip or maintaining the feet flexing. Other people, once you can get the legs locked, it's maintaining the legs locked. That's where the posture, effort, action, and benefit will come from. The stretching forward, I will say, and stick to it, it's not nearly as important. That movement, how much you move is not as important as how much you don't move the other things. Yeah, it is important, but first we keep the stability, then movement. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set, right leg out, left leg in. It doesn't mean nothing happens if you don't quite get it yet. It's still a lot of great stuff happening. Arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right, grab the foot. Still benefit happens, that's the great news. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, forehead to the right knee. Push your knee with the forehead. Once they're together, make sure they don't separate. They're together like glue. With the sole of your left foot and inner right thigh, create some pressure there. Left knee down, as long as left knee doesn't hurt, left hip stays back. That's good, Veronica. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side. Left leg, lock it, bend the right knee. Push, everybody. Sole of the right foot, inner left thigh together. Slow down, Larry, lock the leg. Lock it, lock it, lock it, lock it. Work for it, reach for it, keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked until you fatigue some of the front side muscles. There you go. Now only bend it a tiny bit. Look, you're almost grabbing the foot. Bend it only enough. Okay, and then little by little, get your forehead and knee together. But better grip. Your knee is, now bring the knee to the forehead, Larry. Bring the knee to the forehead. You can bend the knee. You got to get the grip before you push the knee down. It's okay. Now push the knee down, but that's the right way. Do the work to get it. Hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Just that little bit, just for a few seconds, Larry, will strengthen that stuff. All right, bring the legs straight out, lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, breathing, come up. Two fingers plus the thumb, wrap around the big toe. Tanya, go like this for me. I know. That's why I'm doing this. Keep the thumbs up. Slide these two fingers between the big and second toe. And squeeze the big toe, close the grip with your thumb. The thumb wraps around. There. Now pull the big toes off your body. That's all. Okay. Chest up, stomach, and take a deep breath. Slowly push the knees down. The pulling on the big toes is going to be a little uncomfortable. It's going to stretch the bottoms of the feet, heels, and the whole underneath sides of the legs a little more. Once the legs are locked, maintain legs locked. You can come forward, but maintain legs locked. Breathing smoothly. I want to see you breathing, Veronica, with the stomach in and keeping the legs locked as you breathe. If you want to come forward, keep everything else. Chest, breastbone forward. Flatten the spine along the legs. That's right. Flatten the spine along the legs. Breathe smoothly. Legs are staying locked. That is so good. Hold it. Good. Inhale. Come up. So calm. It's so steady when you do that. Savasana. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, everybody, have spine twisting posture. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor. Right foot crosses over the left knee. Two hips on the floor, left toes point back. Inhale, breathing, left arm up and over the right knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down to grab the left knee with the left hand, then right arm behind you. If you need a little bit of help from the right hand on the floor, make sure you're pushing the fingers into the floor, sitting up straight. Leaning a little forward, then turn your head right side all the way. You might need to move the left foot, Deb, out of the way so you can sit equally on both hips. Yeah, a little more. Get the right butt cheek down. Okay, that looks good. Now right shoulder back, chin to the right. Keep both hips on the floor, everybody. Suck in your stomach and twist. Good. Untwist the spine, undo the arms. Can you feel it? Great. Right leg under. Cross your left foot over, heel touching the knee. The hips face the wall, that wall that's in front of you. The pelvis faces it. Try not to turn the hips. Right arm up and over the left knee. Push your knee back. Grab the right knee with the right hand, then left arm behind you. But make sure the hips don't turn. We're just going to turn above the pelvis. So keep the left hip down. two hips in one line, parallel to the wall. Then turn your head and left shoulder back. Left elbow gently presses back. That's it, Emily. You can lean a little bit forward and to the left to keep the body sitting straight on the floor. Exhale, twist, left shoulder back, twist, stomach in, twist. Change again, undo the arms, and then the legs relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, blowing in firm pose, turn around, sit on the heels. You can put on the mask for the breathing exercise, please. Now, whether you're at home or here, with or without a mask, the breathing exercise here, we do it by the mouth generally, but it's also valid and actually a little more traditional by the nose. So in either case, you can try it keeping the mouth closed if you wish. It's excellent either way. Put your hands on the thighs, elbows locked, and shoulders down. You're going to move the abdomen dramatically. Let's begin, please. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Keep your chest up, everybody. Shoulders down. Exhale, 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 exhale. Keep going. 2, 3, 4. Keep the chest lifted, shoulders down, and elbows locked. Looks great, Larry. Keep going. Nice and strong. Quick exhale. Total relaxation, and the inhale will happen. A little more movement in, Veronica. In. Quick. All the way. Now chest up, shoulders down. Sit up totally straight. Last 5, 4. Good, Tanya. 3, 2, 1. Everybody take a deep breath. The trick, exhale breathing. Begin. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. The trick is to relax the abdomen and then initiate the next one. Super concentration here. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Belly goes in. You can do it. Let's speed up a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Five, four, three, two, one. Great class, everybody. Nice job. And turn around, relax on your back, head towards the mirror. Feet towards the back wall. Yatiti, great class. Good to see you. Emily looks great, as always. Larry, good to see you. Everyone in the hot room, excellent job. And just think, how much more than 10% of the postures you did once a week? Okay, you guys are advanced here. You can just think of 50% of the postures once a week for 5 years. The longevity, the consistency over time, you'll naturally do more. You'll naturally do what your system can handle. But even at that minimal level, that's significant. Concentrate from start to finish on each inhale and each exhale, just one at a time. Let me know if you have any questions. Great practice, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow.